Ironically, it's the low testosterone that also creates prostate swelling in men as they get older. Low testosterone is always associated with prostate cancer in men. We don't want to mess with these hormones, and too many well-meaning doctors are prescribing testosterone to men because you will feel immediately your libido will come back. You feel alive. You feel energized. But then it starts becoming too much, and you start getting grumpy and irritable. Your body starts breaking down faster. Or if you take too much all at once, you'll become very aggressive and unhappy.
Right. So you could be too low, and you can be too high. Right?
Exactly. Everything's about the matter of balance. Naturally, men today are too low. This is what's happening worldwide. And what's causing that is there's a few very basic factors here. One is that when you eat meat and chicken, which are good testosterone builders, particularly meat is a good testosterone builder, until they decided to start putting estrogen in the cows.
Right.
When they put estrogen in the cows, people think, well, that just made the cow fat, but actually it goes into humans and has the same effect on us. Estrogen is a fat-storing hormone, so we put on more weight when we take estrogen, but also estrogen lowers testosterone in men and in women, so it can cut off a woman's libido as well. And women have some testosterone, and that's what's responsible for their libido. So when women have low libido, they have both low testosterone and low oxytocin. Oxytocin creates a sexual response that allows women to enjoy it. It's testosterone that makes them want it. And so they're wanting to, we want to make sure that there's natural ways for people to increase their testosterone and their other hormones.
How do you know if your hormonal balance is out of whack or not?
Well,
what are the tests?
Okay, here are the tests. Well, you can go get tests. They have what's called serum tests. They do blood tests. Those are really not accurate. There's saliva tests, which are way more accurate in terms of what your body's really utilizing in terms of the hormones. And you can get those tests. They're not really always so accurate unless you have a baseline. You get them when you're younger, then you get them when you're older, and you can see how you've changed. I personally don't believe any of the standards that they have out there because there's so much controversy where so many people say ours are right and yours are right and so forth. But you can certainly, if you're younger, I had my testosterone tested in my early 30s. So I know what they were in my 30s. And then at 58, I just had them tested again just to see how I'm doing. I actually have testosterone levels 25% higher than when I was in my 30s.
But that's a good thing,
that's
right?
A really good thing. That's not the norm that you'll see out there. I don't take testosterone at all. But for me, it was a matter of the first thing is learning to balance blood sugar. And we covered that before. We talked about PGX helps the body to balance blood sugar. Because every time your blood sugar fluctuates, it causes your adrenal gland to spike cortisol. And every time you spike cortisol, your body stops making the good hormones and goes into the emergency hormones. So literally you start experiencing stress causes deficiencies in hormones. But blood sugar is one aspect of it. But another aspect of it is realizing that because we've been under so much stress, our adrenal gland is exhausted, and there's very simple ways to increase adrenal function. Before I say what those are, let me just briefly say what women's symptoms are, particularly
sure.
When women's adrenal function starts to drop. They have adrenal exhaustion. They have low fatigue. They have lots of fatigue, low energy. They tend to wake up many times in the night. They can't get a good night's sleep. And when they're going through the menopausal years, they'll have hot flashes, mood swings, eruptions of anger, and emotional outbursts. And this is really, really hard on marriage when women start having depletion of hormones. And some women, they just go and they go, oh, the big fad is to go get these hormone creams that sometimes do help. But again, it's the symptomatic relief. The cause of it they have to look at, which is more oxytocin-stimulating activities, which would lower stress levels, learning how to balance blood sugar levels. And then the third thing is to regenerate the adrenal gland. And this is true for both men and women. And there's some natural foods that have been around for thousands of years in all of the major cultures they're just nature makes them this way, which will help the body restore adrenal function. One of them is maca, M-A-C-A, which people can get in their health food stores. and it's very common in Peru. And it grows at the, it's a root that grows at the highest altitude. Now, there's cheaper forms of maca where they're now cultivating at lower levels, but those don't have the ingredient that's necessary to regenerate the body. Any plant that can survive and thrive under extremely high altitude, which is a low oxygen environment, has to produce particular enzymes, which are called repair enzymes, necessary to repair the DNA damage that occurs when you're in a low oxygen environment. Well, when you're under stress, your body's in a low oxygen environment. And these plants have a rich source of enzymes, the same enzymes our body would make if we were not under stress, but we were living at a very high altitude. See, plants make the same enzymes that our body makes. That's why you can buy plant-sourced enzymes and help your digestion. Well, likewise, you can get these special repair enzymes, which they don't extract the enzymes, but they just happen to be concentrated in a few of the superfoods. One is maca. Another is...
Now, what is maca?
M-A-C-A. It's a root. It's a little plant that grows in the Andes at the highest altitude where everything else is dead. Nothing else can survive there. Maca survives. And it is amazing. I give it a tablespoon a day with some other superfoods, but you got to get the tablespoon a day of maca. And women's hot flashes stop in a couple of days. I mean, women are plagued by this, and then suddenly they find that something as simple as maca can change that around, and they don't need to get blood tests, hormone tests, or anything to take maca. You just go and take maca, and you know, my recommendation is you can put it in a little apple juice with water, or you can put it in a nutritional shake. I'm a big fan of whey protein shakes, if it's the right kind of whey protein, because that's the helps the brain function better. But just sticking to maca for a minute, the maca has, because it grows at high altitudes, it has to generate these repair enzymes. Now, today, there's a product on the market which is way overpriced and way expensive that doesn't even do as well as maca, in my opinion, and that's called resveratrol.
That's the offshoot of red wine, right?
Yeah, exactly. When they say red wine helps you live long, healthy lives, there's many, lots of research now. Now, the patent for one particular resveratrol was bought for $1 billion by one of the big drug companies. And the people that made that are all saying everybody else's doesn't work. And there's a lot of research saying this one worked and that one worked. And there's the big buzz on resveratrol is they show these little rats and they say one rat was given resveratrol and the other rat was not. And you see the rat with resveratrol is running for, you know, just running on a wheel continuously, and the other one is slowed down and going to sleep. Well, what people don't realize is you could have given that rat caffeine and it would have been doing that.
<There's> a little so cup of coffee, right?
You could give the rat so it would run longer. So let's not be fooled by a film. But let's also recognize that there's a truth to resveratrol. When a grape skin has lots of resveratrol, what makes it anti-aging and rejuvenating to the body is that it has these repair enzymes. And you only get resveratrol in concentrated amounts when you take grapes and you put them and you grow a fungus on them. And the fungus then depletes oxygen absorption. And so then the grapes, because they're being stressed in this way, will produce the anti-stress enzymes, which are good for people. But it's hard to know the quality of the resveratrol you're getting. If you just get these plants, these herbs that grow at these super high altitudes, you're insured of getting these repair enzymes. Another one of my favorite superfoods that has the repair enzymes is goji berries. You probably heard of those.
Right. Oh, I've had some. They taste pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, goji berries are great. And they're good. They're good tasting. They have 500 times more vitamin C, which is a super adrenal rebuilder. When you take vitamin C, guess where it goes? It goes right to the adrenal gland first. The adrenal gland has to have vitamin C in high doses to cope with stress. So if you're wanting to help the adrenal gland, you take high doses of vitamin C. But even better, you take goji berries, which are super concentrated vitamin C.